So meeting customers where they are, making subscription management extremely frictionless is super key to retaining customers. I think, you know, there's nothing more frustrating than wanting to cancel or make a change and having to email in every time or to not know how to do it. So making that journey flexible takes the lift both off the customer and off a brand and just kind of helps lessen support related costs.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning into this episode of the Hungry Founder Podcast, a show where we bring on the best founders, marketers, and operators in the e-commerce world and dig into their best tips to scale your business fast.
Jenna, thanks for coming on to the podcast.
Hi, Steve. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
So, Jenna, just to kick things off here, can you tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Absolutely. Yes. So I'm based in the Los Angeles area, and I am a partnerships manager at Recharge Payments. So I essentially manage relationships with Recharge's agency partners who are either implementing Recharge or doing marketing for brands that are using Recharge for subscriptions and supporting those agencies, you know, throughout kind of the whole process of working with us. So Steve's agency, Harbor, is one of the amazing agencies I work with. So honored to be here speaking on Recharge's behalf.
Awesome. And Recharge has really blown up in the last couple of years. I've been using it since 2017, and I've just watched it grow and the team expand and their capabilities expand. And I think it's, you know, both a reflection on obviously the company and its leadership team and the whole employee base there, but also a reflection of the subscription industry as a whole, which just continues to boom over time. And so can you tell us a little bit about the state of the subscription industry and where you see it going over the next 5 to 10 years?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great question. So I definitely think the subscription industry is here to stay. I think, you know, the pandemic really accelerated the shift to online shopping and the e-commerce trends that we started to see with everyone stuck at home. And I think there's really no slowing down. And to your point, our team did some research and it shows that global subscription commerce surpassed $20 billion in 2020. And it's projected to grow 70% year over year and hit $500 billion by 2025. So I think that just speaks volumes, really staggering numbers at where the industry is headed. I think the growth that we're seeing is really fueled by just a larger appetite that customers have to purchase DTC brands and to test out new products and brands. I think there's just a larger focus on sustainable brands and quality and ethical business practices. You know, there's this move away from the big box stores and more of a shop local or support small business. So I think that has really propelled the growth of DTC brands. And that's where subscriptions have really become prevalent for, you know, these DTC brands wanting to create community with their customers. And what better way to have a natural touch point than with a subscription and further build that brand loyalty. So I think a lot of those factors just feed into the impressive growth that we're seeing and we'll continue to see in the next 5-10 years.
Yeah, that is a crazy stat and projection, 70% growth year over year projected. Yep. For the subscription industry. And so should all DTC brands have a subscription element to their business, or is it better for some brands than others? Like, what kinds of products or brands do you see that are successful in the subscription space?
I think definitely makes sense for, you know, some more than others. I think any products that have a consumable component really makes sense for subscriptions. Kind of see that what we call the replenishment category. So think, you know, coffee, contact lenses, deodorant, toothpaste, laundry detergent, anything that a customer needs to replenish fairly regularly, totally makes sense for subscriptions. The top verticals that we've seen emerge are food and bev, health and wellness, beauty and personal care, pets, like pet food, all kind of roll up into that consumable category.
Yep.
I think another kind of emerging trend that we're seeing and vertical that you might not necessarily think about when you think about subscriptions, but definitely makes sense. In the fashion and apparel category, we're seeing more and more brands launch, we're calling a membership model. So essentially, you know, paying a recurring fee to get special access to gated products, a gated part of the store, to special discounts, early access into sales. So kind of the Amazon Prime model, if you will,
right.
You know, paying a annual fee to unlock these special features. We're seeing the fashion and apparel space really lean into that. So, you know, something like a t-shirt or sunglasses, you might not think is a subscription opportunity, but, you know, building a community with that membership model and having a recurring revenue element to, you know, give customers access to things, I think is another interesting product fit that, you know, may not be as obvious. But certainly, like I said, those consumable products, subscription boxes are another, you know, great product opportunity for subscriptions and also a way to integrate products that, you know, may not be on a subscription basis, like a candle, for example. Doing a candle of the month box is a great way to add a subscription component to a business and a really great product fit. So definitely ways to get creative, but certainly, you know, subscribing to a mattress may not make as much sense as subscribing to toothpaste. So definitely get creative.
Yeah, it's crazy how many different ways you can go about it and how many opportunities there are in the space. And the membership model is super interesting because, you know, it's just like, I know you said that the apparel industry is using this very heavily, but it seems like it could apply to basically any industry where they have frequent enough buyers to where just having a membership model economically makes sense for them.
Yes.
Like if you can just have a membership and you shop there all the time and you have access to discounts, if you have the membership, you know, it's like you're saving money by subscribing.
Exactly. Exactly. I think we can all think of that one clothing brand or, you know, a brand that we love that we're repeat purchasers of. So it's a great way, to your point, for one, the merchant to build a recurring revenue stream and have more predictable revenue, and also just kind of create this loyal brand community and just put folks on the path to becoming more brand advocates. So it is a really interesting model. And I think one that we're starting to see and going to continue to see more and more.
Yeah, absolutely. And the replenishment side of things, that is another one that just makes sense. Like I actually just subscribed to Freshly, which is like meal kit subscription.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it just, I mean, I was trying to do meal prep on my own and I was like, I'm not a great cook. And so all my meal prep just tasted like I was eating sawdust. And so, you know, now I have better tasting food and I don't have to even think about it. And it's just like a replenishment model. I'm going to do it anyway. So might as well just get it delivered to my door.
100%. I think as consumers, we love convenience. We gravitate towards products that are convenient and make our lives better. So I think having that replenishment aspect just creates that convenient set it and forget it kind of idea on both sides, the customer side and the brand side. So, yeah. And now you're having yummy, healthy meals every week.
Exactly. So, great. So getting the subscription box model in place and acquiring customers is one thing. But then the other side of this is how do you retain subscribers over a period of several months or several years?
Yep.
And so from your experience, what are some of the things that brands who choose to use the subscription model can do to make sure that they not only acquire subscribers, but retain them and provide a great experience?
Yep, absolutely. It's a great question and a very important one. I think the key thing to really boost retention, and once you get that customer acquired, keeping them on board, is to give the customer flexibility and give them control over managing their subscription. You know, giving customers, once they're subscribed, the ability to swap out a product or to skip a shipment, you know, if they have too much product in that month, to, you know, delay a payment, to update their billing address if they've moved, update credit card information, you know, all of those, you know, kind of core aspects that come with subscription management, making it really easy for your customers to do that, meeting them where they are is really key. We also find that customers that engage with their subscription stay subscribed twice as long. And I think that really feeds into that, you know, those little touch points that help with churn mitigation and putting power back into the hands of the customer. Couple ways that can be done. So making sure a merchant has a customer portal set up, which is essentially that hub where the customer can manage their subscription. Another way is to leverage tools like SMS to, you know, have customers just simply text the ability to make that change. So text one to swap, text two to skip, making that really easy. So meeting customers where they are, making subscription management extremely frictionless is super key to retaining customers. I think, you know, there's nothing more frustrating than wanting to cancel or make a change and having to email in every time or to not know how to do it. So making that journey flexible takes the lift both off the customer and off a brand and just kind of helps lessen support related costs. So that's key.
Yeah. And I think it's something that's kind of overlooked in the subscription industry too. Like, you know, even like a lot of the platforms that are not Recharge, it's very difficult for subscribers to have that flexibility over their subscription. Like if they have one issue, their options are basically either like keep the subscription exactly how it is or cancel. Right. And they're forced to cancel when otherwise they might just like skip a month or two. You know, they might just downgrade.
Yes. One of the most common reasons we see for churn is I have more product than I need. So it's not that they, you know, customer doesn't want the product anymore. They just don't need it right now. So, you know, simply giving the customer ability to skip a month or delay, you know, is critical and could be the piece needed to keep a customer. So yeah, totally on the same page.
And the whole like making subscribers reach out to customer service to cancel, I've seen that done successfully on one occasion where we implemented save offers to, you know, try to get them to stay, but it did end up with a lot of angry customers. And like the customers that want to cancel are going to find a way to cancel.
Yeah,
and so you're better off just giving them the flexibility ahead of time and like those options online rather than forcing them to jump through hoops to cancel your subscription.
Exactly. I think, you know, the more the processes can be automated, great. And then, you know, say there is a more unique issue, then customer support can step in, provide a really excellent experience to get the customer to where they need. But automating it up front and giving the options, I think, you know, is hugely helpful in a great customer experience and improving retention.
Yeah, absolutely. And so what are some of the advantages of using Recharge over some of the other subscription platforms to manage your subscribers and, you know, have them as a checkout and subscriber management system?
Yeah, definitely. So Recharge, kind of built into our platform, has a lot of the tools that I spoke about that help with that, you know, really seamless subscription management. So we offer a customer portal out of the box. You know, very little customization is needed to, or no customization is needed to have it. Of course, you can customize it if needed, but that's a, you know, one part of our product. We also, I think, are one of the only subscription services that has SMS capabilities as part of the subscription management. So we acquired Electric SMS earlier this year and now, you know, have a option that merchants can easily toggle on as part of their Recharge admin to get customers to, you know, manage their orders via text message. We're seeing really great results with SMS and just, you know, that ability to create really frictionless subscription management. I think the other kind of key differentiator of Recharge is our analytics. So, you know, super important for merchants to be able to understand their customers, understand revenue and trends and, you know, track against KPIs. So we have excellent reporting that is part of the merchant admin. One report we have that I think is really interesting is industry benchmarks. Mm-hmm. So because we have over 15,000 merchants on Recharge across a lot of different verticals, we have a ton of data. So can, you know, show merchants how they're stacking up against, you know, similar brands in the same industry, and then just offer the ability to drill down and look at certain time periods, which customers churned and why in the month of January versus February versus March. And it just makes it really easy to dig into trends to understand overall business health. So I think those couple things kind of, you know, set us apart.
Yeah, I think the industry benchmarks is huge because it's unless you have those benchmarks, it's basically a guessing game on what you need your KPIs to look like. And you might hear that somebody has like a 2% churn rate, but they're in a totally different industry. And if you don't have your specific industry benchmarks to compare yourself to, then you're going to be shooting for something that, you know, might not be realistic. And so, you know, just understanding like what the normal metrics are for your specific industry gives you a roadmap, what you need to focus on in order to improve and grow your business. So
exactly. Yep. It's really the key to optimizing growth. So yeah, 100%.
So Last question here. What is the number one piece of advice that you would give to someone who is looking to either start a subscription box or add a subscription element to an existing e-commerce store?
I love that question. I'd say really important to give buyers control over their subscription experience once you launch one. I think, you know, getting up and running is one thing, and a platform like Recharge helps you do that really easily. You know, we really can support merchants in any stage of their journey, whether they're starting out for the first time or a more mature business. So, you know, I think getting up and running is one thing, but then kind of like we talked about, how do you keep that customer on board and ensure that you're, you know, optimizing towards LTV and mitigating churn. So I think, you know, the ability to make subscription management as seamless and frictionless as possible is really key. If, you know, you're looking to launch one, automating those processes to mitigate churn and create that frictionless experience will just lead to happier customers. So I think that that would be my biggest piece of advice, would be to, you know, ensure you're giving your buyers control, because there's just that halo effect of, you know, happier customers, more likely to refer, you know, creating that deeper community. I think, again, there's nothing worse than a frustrated customer. So just to create that harmony in the full funnel experience, being on that buyer journey is critical.
Yeah, absolutely. Flexibility is so important.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, Jenna, thank you so much for coming onto the podcast. And how can people connect with you and learn more about Recharge?
Yeah, thank you again for having me. It's been an honor. Yes, if you're interested in learning more about Recharge, feel free to visit us online. Our website is rechargepayments.com. And feel free to connect with me on LinkedIn if you would like to talk more. Jenna Dobrin, D-O-B-R-I-N. Happy to chat.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Jenna.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks for tuning in to that episode of the Hungry Founder Podcast. Before you go, if you're in the e-commerce industry and you're looking for an agency that will take your brand to the next level, I want to invite you to contact us at Harbor Marketing Agency and ask about how our results action plan process can give you the exact roadmap you need to scale your business. Just go to harbormarketingagency.com and book a call to get started.